I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend John Unger.
This is the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast After Dark. Yeah, that's right.
I think we recorded at night before, but it's a little later than usual. We're both pretty tired.
Oh, we're both hella sleepy.
I was so proud of us because we had an early episode instead of missing a day. Like, we were ahead of the game, but it didn't save like I thought it did. So it's gone forever. We did one on adverbs that a couple people watched when we were doing it live.
Yeah, it was real fun.
Tough. We did a great job because the Wikipedia page on adverbs isn't that robust.
It's true. I think it adds to the lore of the Zipper episode, the lost Zipper episode, with Whitcomb P. Judson, the inventor of the Zipper.
And that sick gif.
I will never forget that man's name.
I think about that gif pretty... I forget his name until you say it, and then I'm like, yep, that's his name. Sticks with me for probably 2 days, and then it's gone.
The gif is so satisfying.
I will always remember the name of the guy who invented sliced bread. Do you know it?
I don't.
Otto Frederick Rowetter.
Rowetter?
Rowetter.
Huh. Not as fun, but that's a great piece of trivia.
Pretty good, though.
Like, it's pretty good.
It's not Jetson wins.
Whitcomb?
Whitcomb P. Jetson.
Jetson? Yeah, you, Judson.
Judson.
You can't say it without laughing. Game, set, match.
No, I'm laughing because I put him in the distant Hanna-Barbera future by mistake.
That's fun.
But Otto Frederick Rowetter invented sliced bread.
Well, I hope we get sliced bread as a suggestion tonight.
I did a man on the street trivia thing at South by Southwest a couple years ago for my job, and that was one of the that was one of the questions. So I practiced saying that dude's name over and over again. If you didn't know, pretend I didn't say what I just said. Here was the question that I wrote a decade ago.
Right, I'm listening.
For a trivia, was I forget the year, so it was in 19 whatever. Otto Frederick Rowetter invented this machine, which was the greatest thing since itself.
Oh yeah, that year.
That's a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
No one got it. Really? Not a single person in Austin, Texas, over 2 days of filming, got that. And that was the easiest one, and I was so mad.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I got nothing. I got nothing. Other than the fact that we didn't do our normal intro like we do and explain that we're rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia
on top
of
our heads. That is what we're doing.
But you know
what? Every episode can be somebody's first episode.
It's true.
I don't know that this is the one you want to start on.
hey, man, we're like, we don't know yet.
We don't know. It could be great.
It could be great. It's probably going to be the best one ever.
I'm tired. You're tired.
Yeah. I took some melatonin a couple minutes ago too, when I had to get my cat off the kitchen counter.
Oh, so we're on a timer. Is that how it works?
You know, they say that you're supposed to take that, you know, like an hour or two before bedtime, not like right when you want to fall asleep.
I've never fucked with melatonin. Because I have so many other medications that already make me sleepy. It just seems superfluous.
No, I like it. I like that they come in flavorful, chewy gummies.
Oh, you know what? I have fucked with melatonin because I think we talked about it on the show once. And then I had a tour coming up. So I was like getting some things at the store and I saw those gummies. I was like, oh, I'm going to sleep real good in hotel rooms for a couple of days. Thanks, my boy, Johnny Lungs.
Clearly, it didn't work that well because you forgot it even happened.
Yeah, I don't. I took them, and I mean the gummies tasted pretty good, but yeah. I didn't notice a big sleep difference.
Well, you do have a list of suggestions.
I do.
Okay.
It is short but distinguished.
This is full transparency. These are the leftover suggestions that we didn't use from the lost episode that we referenced.
These are. I wasn't going to tell people that, but since you did, so we try to do this pure, like when I post that we need suggestions, I then turn off notifications. I don't look at the post till we record because I don't want people thinking like, oh, we look and then do research that we sound smart. If you've ever listened to the show, the times that we win, we're pretty surprised.
Like, you could keep those notifications on because it's pretty clear we're not preparing anything.
Right. So these are, I mean, we glanced at them when we did the episode the other day that got lost, but I mean,
there's a couple other things going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
pre-research topics for my very dumb podcast. Like there's legitimate work I should be doing that.
Catching tarantulas.
Got to get all those little ranchos. But it's weird because for me personally, things are not that different from my day to day. It's just that everybody else's is different and similar to mine, which is, it really really fucks with my whole steez. Like I'm home almost all of the time, and then sometimes I leave for a couple of days to go do shows, but now my wife and children are also home all the time needing things.
Yeah, right.
Cuts into my sitting around thinking of jokes time.
Right. I like how you're explaining a situation that we all are very familiar with right now. Like, yeah, we're all at home. It's all weird.
I know. But the part where everyone's like, oh, it's weird to like be home this much and not go out and see other people. I was like, I've been doing that for years. Like I've worked from home for my last like two regular jobs that I ever had, which has been a few years. And then I was just home because I don't do shows that often. But now there's other people here, man.
Really harsh on your buzz. And, you know, you're to blame because two of them are kind of your fault.
Yeah, I did make two of them on purpose. And it's, I mean, they're my favorite people. No offense to you.
None taken.
You're up there.
I mean, I didn't. Yeah.
You're not going to crack. I think it's pretty clear you're not going to crack the top three anytime soon.
No, I mean, I could buy you a world's best daddy mug and make a strong case for it.
That is true. I am on the record as saying that's all it takes.
Yeah.
But I've been doing that joke for over a year and a half. I still don't have a mug. I don't know how more clear I need to be with these fools.
Oh boy.
I know. It is on two different comedy specials. One of them, to be fair, has not been released yet, but they did live stream the recording and my wife was watching it. I know she saw that joke.
Well, I mean, take the hint, I guess.
They're really digging in. They're like, I don't know. You can ask for it all you want. Like, I've asked my college for years for an honorary doctorate and they've been pretty upfront that I'm not getting one. I would like one. Ramapo College of New Jersey. They gave one to Toni Morrison, I think, the year my wife graduated. I think she got one.
So you're putting yourself on the same level as Toni Morrison?
Yeah.
Just checking, making sure. Well, we're on the
same. I consider us peers.
Okay.
Well, no, but Grace Helbig gave the commencement address a couple years ago because she also went to Ramapo College. I don't know if she got one.
I find her to be delightful.
Oh yeah, we overlapped too at Ramapo. Oh, yeah? Yeah, she's a couple years younger than me. But when she was in an interview, she mentioned when she was in college. I was like, oh, and I knew we both went to Ramapo. But yeah,
what a fun anecdote. Let's get back to our podcast.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right. We have an objective here.
We do, and a ticking clock.
Tick tick, baby. Tick tick, boom. Actually, we do have. Oh man, hang on.
We do have what?
A volunteer.
Oh no shit.
For tribute.
Okay.
Let me get that hot link.
Get that link. Get that link, daddy, daddy, get that link, daddy, daddy, get that link, daddy, daddy, it's a hot one up in here, get that guest in, and get that link, daddy, daddy, Get that link, daddy.
This is the first one I've hosted of these.
Ah.
So I don't know.
We're just doing, you're just going to use the audio of this, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Anybody wants to see this nightmare?
Yeah. If there's like a particularly funny 2 minutes, I might put a video up.
Well, bad news, friend. The whole beginning of this has been particularly funny. This is Improvised Wikipedia After Dark. Who's this ding dong we're waiting on?
The ding dong we're waiting on is my friend Christina Irene.
Okay.
And I sent her and I said, jump on, I'll intro you. And she says, cool, downloading app.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Which, to be fair, Zoom, you do a great job of making it very easy to just like jump on. So yeah. I don't think it'll take too long.
No.
If you have to.
How has she gotten this far?
I know. It's April and she doesn't have it installed yet.
Oh, it looks like she's connecting to. Oh, there she is.
There she is. Yeah. How did you make it to April without Zoom installed? It says connecting to audio.
Uh-oh.
And little bouncing dots.
Oh, no, she can't defend herself. There this she is. Fair. Oh, hey.
John, this is my friend Christina Irene. Christina Irene, this is my friend and co-host John Lunger.
Hi, John. I've listened to you talk on the podcast thing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I've seen suggestions. I don't remember off the top of my head if any of your suggestions have made it on before, but I know you've made them.
I can't remember what they were. Otherwise, I would throw them all back at you.
Yeah,
right
it's all pretty random. And then we probably should keep a list of suggestions to avoid this exact situation that we're in. But
who has the time?
Not me, but everyone else right now. But it's true. You know, we're still not going to do it. It's mostly an issue of being lazy.
Yeah. There's a search bar on that website that we have, so it's fine.
So Christina is a author and public speaker and comedian. That I know from doing colleges.
Ooh. Plug your book.
Let me get some lighting going on here. Hold on here.
That's fine. We're just using audio for it. We can see.
So that's right. It's a podcast. So I talk about hidden disabilities and I have 2 books out now. One is called Talking Splat, Communicating About Hidden Disabilities. And it's for people who have hidden disabilities, so chronic illness, chronic pain, mental health, and how to talk to other people about what you're going through and to give them tools to be a better advocate. And then I just published Splatvocate, which is the subtitle is The Reason Why I'm Pausing, I Will Explain Next. Splatvocate. Okay, you know what? The subtitle is not coming to my brain, but it's for advocates of people with hidden disabilities. So, Splatvocate, supporting people with hidden disabilities. So it's like if your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your kid or your mom has a hidden disability, it's how to kind of help them out. And it's got some cool tools. They're both really short. They're funny. They're good reads.
Yeah, I read the first one before you put it out, I think in like an afternoon. And I've talked repeatedly on this podcast about how I hardly ever read anything because I have the very short attention span and thousands of children. But yeah, I think it was on tour and you sent it to me. So I was able to like sit down and read it without anybody climbing on me or demanding graham crackers or whatever. But it's very fun. And I've also talked about, I have ankylosing spondylitis on the show before. So it was like genuinely helpful as a guy who's got a autoimmune disease that's not obvious when people look at me, except for maybe if I'm like hunched over, which I am on some days. But yeah, no, it was very helpful. I like your book a lot. And you, thanks for jumping on the call.
Yeah.
So let's get into it though, Christina Irene. What is something you would like to know more about?
Okay, so the top three things that came to mind, and you can just pick which one you want. The second and third are kind of related. Okay, pirates, Technicolor, or Cary Grant.
Okay, Well, we have the
Vincent Price rule.
Vincent Price rule is we don't do real people because it bums us out.
Oh.
And because a lot of people are monsters or like we feel bad for not knowing anything about them.
Yeah.
First one so is that, Pirates, so which
pirates
I
Pirates are, yeah, this is
I know a little bit about.
So the reason why I had the pause there, I could actually blame my fibromyalgia and the brain fog because sometimes that's what happens. I can't remember things, but I'm going to be honest. My birthday is on Saturday and I was supposed to fly to Scotland yesterday to celebrate my 40th birthday and it didn't happen. So I'm just having a little bit of a session here. So sitting in front of me is a can of Natural Light. It's my fourth one tonight. And so my substitute for Cary Grant is aluminum.
Oh,
all of these.
Aluminum.
All of these are very good.
They are.
I know a little bit about Pirates and Technicolor, but aluminum.
What about aluminum Technicolor Pirates?
That's nothing. Like,
That's the team name of an improv 101 class I taught once. I think that's what that is.
Well, that's so low level.
So of the three, which are you most curious about?
Yeah.
We'll leave this up to you.
You know what? I'm really in the mood to be on a clipper ship with some rum right now. So I would go with Pirates.
Cool. Bad news. They wouldn't let you on because they were very against women on ships.
I know, it's bad luck.
Yeah.
Although there were several well-known women pirates.
That's true.
None of whose names I can remember. There's a couple of them. One of them pretended to be a man and then was such a good pirate that when they found out she was a woman, they're all like, all right, you're too good at this. We're not gonna fight it.
Was it Johnny Depp?
Yep.
Yeah. Or was it Zoe Saldana was in the first one, I think.
I don't remember.
I think.
Yeah, but Johnny Depp had the eyeliner.
It's true. Do you think he put that on himself or do you think that was...
He had it when he showed up.
Yeah, that's just his go-to.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like we're going to do Pirates.
Let's.
So, opening paragraph, right? Like, that's what we're really trying to compete with. Opening paragraph of the Pirates Wikipedia.
Because the disambig on this one's going to be hefty.
Oh, my God.
So many sports teams.
Can I stick around and have an occasional, half-sentence pithy moment?
If you'd like to.
Yeah.
I was gonna boot you because I didn't think you would want that, but you're more than welcome.
Yeah. And I mean it works out really well because we require all of our guests to be like four or five cans of natty into it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know. Addie, our last guest, didn't know that when she showed up, so she had to pound four in the 2 minutes before we started recording.
It was real sloppy.
Yeah, it was she hated
it. Oh man.
So, yes, please stick around. So, we will not kick you off this ship.
So the disambiguation on this, like I said, going to be hefty because it can refer to a lot of things. So we need to be clear what we're talking about. We are talking about privateers, I think. Not people who steal software. Not any team.
We're not talking about... my favorite Lego set as a kid, right? Lego Pirates. We're not really
Would definitely be mentioned. I feel like that's going to be on there. No, we're talking, Muppet Treasure Island Pirates.
Yeah. Are we going to do modern pirate or are we going to do
Captain
ruffled
Phillips?
Shirt pirates?
I was thinking ruffled. Well, I didn't want to do Seinfeld references, but
no, I think, pirates. Yeah, I think we're going.
We don't want to do Tom Hanks, pirate movie thing.
Captain Phillips.
Normally we don't have the person who made the suggestion here with us.
Yeah, this is actually, we're blazing new territory.
We make assumptions on what they the person meant in cases like this. Because like I said, pirates is a broad category. It covers a lot of things. There's going to be many Wikipedia pages dedicated to pirates of various sorts. I assume you mean like Jack Sparrow era pirate.
Like 1600s.
Yeah, the ruffled shirts.
Ruffled shirts.
Yeah.
Curvy swords.
Yeah. Like the creaky boats that just go
peg legs.
Yeah, peg legs.
Jolly Roger hooks. Flags.
Can we stop real quick and just unpack this creaky boats that just go eater, eater.
Eater, eater, like big what wooden is, boats.
What?
It's the ship, okay.
Okay. All right.
Because we already established women aren't allowed on the boats.
Yeah, it's not fair. I did once very into the Pirates of the Caribbean movie when it came out. I think we all were. It's okay. And I was given a gift, like an actual history of pirates. And I remember I read most of it, but it was very dry. And I gave up. Hard stop. End of story.
That was a very dry story.
Yeah. I'm just trying to contribute. I know that many, many pirates were homosexuals, if not most of them.
So there really could have been that.
Many, if not most, is kind of a bold claim there, but I'm going to need you to cite some sources.
Really? It's 2020 and the world's on fire. Fuck your sources.
All right.
Well, they have plenty of rum on the boat, you know, the barrels and stuff, so.
I had Dan Fitzpatrick when I was hosting Nerd Night come on and do a presentation about pirates, which is how I knew the thing about lady pirates. And man, I don't remember very much from that presentation. It was very good. Yeah. And Dan Fitzpatrick is very funny, and it was super informative and interesting. But, oh boy, I don't remember very much.
I believe that the word marriage might have come from the arrangement of pirates agreeing to split their treasure or something like that.
There's no way, because the word marriage is in the Bible.
I mean, that's just fan fiction, right? That's just God fan fiction.
No.
And it's in the Jesus word marriage fiction. Is in the translated Bible, but like,
I don't know.
That's true, because English.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But when was the King James Version?
I think like the word marriage Christina came from is restaurants. Probably gonna have
a better idea than
when restaurants adding ketchup together. You know, that's where I think that's where marriage came from.
That's what, that's what marriage means to
definitely.
Me. Just definitely. Just dumping your nasty ketchup together.
King James, like 1200, 1300, I'm guessing. That would be an interesting improvised Wikipedia topic, is the Bible.
Yeah, but that ship has sailed. No thanks to you.
And it went eater. I know a lot about the King James Version, the Harvey Danger album. Not a ton about the King James Version of the Bible. Other than that, it was because he wanted to get divorced, and the Pope was like, "Nah," and he's like, "All right, then."
That was Henry.
Was
that
it?
Was Henry. Yeah.
What was James doing?
No, he just wanted to get a Bible out there in the English language. There wasn't like a mass-produced Bible in the English language, and he was like, "Hey, you know, Jesus in English, and let's do this."
Yeah, and the Pope also probably wasn't a fan of that.
But no, I think the Pope was good with that, because, you know, we got to save the world. But
they didn't want to do mass in English until like 1965.
Oh gosh, no, it was later than that. It wasn't even that long ago. It was like after 1980, Vatican II.
When was that? I was born slightly after 1980.
I think that happened in our lifetime, but I'm not sure. Because I'm not Catholic. I'm Methodist, so. And I've only been a Christian for 3 years, so like you really.
So you got catching up to do, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I got a lot of catching up to do.
You're doing the night school version. But pirates, though. Are there Bible pirates?
Oh, my my gosh, everything's in the Bible. I'm probably there's a guy who got swallowed by a whale.
There's boats and there's fighting. So
yeah,
that's all you need, really.
Let's just round up and say yes, there were.
Yeah. But the idea of pirates that we're talking about, I think we can get like a starter date on, because like, I mean, as long as there've been boats and sure. people who want what's on your boat, there've been.
But I think we're talking about
pirates, but we're.
We're talking about people that were operating outside the laws of the British Empire, primarily?
I believe they were operating within the laws of the British Empire is the thing. So privateers, it was way pre-revolution, but like, so there's colonies. The idea of Pirates of the Caribbean, that's where a lot of them were based out of, because it was like a shipping route. Mm-hmm. And to control, I think it was like to control trade. Like the British said, hey, if a non-British ship sails through here, y'all can do some crimes and we're going to look the other way on this.
Oh. I like how they said y'all back then.
Yeah, they were very hip. And with it,
do as some I am, do the crimes.
Do some crimes. Well, you want to burn a boat? You want to take all their stuff?
We didn't see it.
Go buck wild.
Just give us a shiny.
Wild, oh, like Buccaneer.
That's good. Yeah. That's punny.
I think that's kind of how it started, like legitimately.
Yeah. How did it end?
Probably.
It didn't.
Didn't. Yeah. Yeah. Trick like, question.
People, there was like a golden age to it though.
Oh yeah, like what was that famous pirate? He's actually buried. I was in the cemetery he was buried in Beaufort, North Carolina. Blackbeard, I think.
Blackbeard's the pirate, and then Bluebeard's the ghost murderer.
Who can murder a ghost?
No, apparently he's a ghost. Who's the story of Bluebeard?
I don't know, but it sounds really fun, and I wish you knew it.
He, like, marries people and then kills them, and then they're ghosts, but then he keeps marrying new people, and then the ghosts try to warn the new person? Is that Bluebeard?
Is it, like, wait, he marries people? Like, is he, like, a priest? Is he, like,
no, he, like, he'll, like, get married to a woman and then be like, hey, come hang out in my cool house. And she's, like, tight. And then he, like, leaves. And then she hears like ghosts, and then all the ghosts are like, yo, this cat's gonna straight up murder you. And then he comes back and does straight up murder her. And then like a week later or however long it takes, another woman shows up because she just got married to this dude and his Bluebeard. And then the first murder lady is like, yo, get out of here. I think that's Bluebeard. It also
that's a really ambitious serial killer schedule.
It also might be nothing. Yeah. It's very late. And I'm very tired.
It's true. Well, that's
but
why
I don't think he was a pirate necessarily.
Let's put our flag in the ground, X marks the spot, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
What's our opening paragraph? What's our opening sentence at this point?
Well, where did the word pirate come from?
The Bible.
It's got to be strung together from privateer.
Yeah, probably. Like,
I don't know how, but I think that's the root word.
I think they probably just got lazy, and they just kept chopping letters off until it just kind of pirate. Yeah,
yeah, right, or okay. They're very drunk on rum and slurring.
Yeah. Or they have a vitamin C deficiency and scurvy setting in, and their teeth are starting to bleed.
There's a great band called there was a great band called Captain Bog and Salty, which was a pirate themed rock band. I believe the band broke up, but some of the members went on to do the music for Jake and the Neverland Pirates, which is a children's show about the pirates on the Peter Pan Island.
I believe there was a punk band that covered one of those songs We are the pirates who don't something something.
No, that's from VeggieTales. The pirates don't do anything.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's great.
No, but Captain Boggins Salty got booked to open for Harvey Danger on one of their last shows.
I assume they're a band that you knew about. They had to go back to Harvey
and
Danger.
Sean Nelson from Harvey Danger was introducing them and explained that like they reached out, or their manager, whoever, reached out about booking them and they couldn't say no. And then these guys walk out dressed as pirates and they're like, hey, we mostly do like shows for children at libraries, but this seemed fun too. And the extent to which everyone was super into it at Maxwell's in Hoboken that night, everybody immediately got on board. They're all like, it's all like songs for kids, so like it's easy to, after the first verse, like sing along and you make a hook with your finger and like scream about scurvy or whatever. Yeah, it was a blast.
All right, I have a counter proposal because we clearly are not getting anything coherent. Why don't we just really quick rapid fire put like a minute on the clock and just name all the pirate things we can possibly think of?
Oh, sure. Scurvy is real. Limes, not the best source of vitamin C. Much higher concentration in other citrus fruits. The eye patch thing, a lot of them did wear eye patches. It was a practical reason because you're going from above to below deck. It's a big light change. So you swap over which eye so that you can more quickly see in the new environment.
Lighting situation, yeah.
Burying treasure, not real. They just split it up and spent it. Not cool. Like they're not, it's not cool. Pirates of the Caribbean people, made right. It like, oh, everybody, it's so cool and sexy to be a pirate. It's not like, one, it's not cool to do crimes. I mean, some crimes, yeah, but a lot of the ones that pirates did are
frowned. Okay, time out real quick. We pause the clock. Name the crimes that are cool to do.
Arson.
I mean, just because you made that a New Year's resolution doesn't make it cool.
Yeah, no, it is though. Robbing billionaires.
Yeah, okay.
Those are the top two cool crimes.
All right, perfect. The clock is running again, pirates.
But also filthy. You're on a boat for months in the 16th century.
Oh, like, it's terrible.
Is nasty. Mm-hmm. Hardtack was nasty bread that had like bugs in it. The reason they operated mainly out of the Caribbean was shipping routes, and also there are a lot of islands very close together, so like you can be on a boat but like have a hiding place. Like if you're in the middle of the ocean, like there's really nowhere to go, but if you knew like the reefs and stuff around a particular island, like you could lose another ship pretty easily.
20 seconds.
Man, that John Malkovich pirate show sure didn't make a lot of sense, huh?
That's a great place to stop. I think you did.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else.
You nailed it.
All right, this is all I got, is they are masters of the heist, like the original heist, like Ocean's 11 kind of stuff, because they had all that time on the ship together, the plan. So they actually, like treasure maps, they weren't really treasure maps, like scavenger hunt kind of things. It was actually like the plans for the heist. And they would attack old, like, military bases and anything that would have any kind of gold or any kind of stockpile. And more than gold and treasure, they were actually just after food stores.
You'd have to, right?
Yeah, like, for sure.
Especially you eating that nasty bread, you know, if you find out somebody's got spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Like... Pirates love a good Ziploc bag full of leftover spaghetti.
Oh, get that. Get that cold spaghetti from the fridge.
Oh my god, yeah. All
not right, with marinara, but with butter.
Oh yeah, buttered noodles are my favorite.
Man,
here's what I got. Lego modernized the amazing pirate ship playset from our childhood and just released it. It's hella expensive, like you think it would, but if I ever have any money again after all of this settles down, you best believe I'll be buying it at some point.
Just the Lego thing, then?
Yeah, that's all I got.
You don't have anything historical?
I took some melatonin earlier, and I'm feeling nappy.
Do you want to talk about, I feel like you're feeling a little punchy. Do you want to talk about pirate fashion?
I mean, we can, but we have to take a, we have to step aside and take a break and pay some bills. And then pull up the Wikipedia page.
Wait, do you have income right now?
This.
I don't.
This is it. We've got our sponsors. They paid us $8 for this spot.
Oh, commercial break. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm always punchy too. I'm in a very good mood, actually.
Cheers.
Yeah, I thought we might be grumpier than we seem to be.
Yeah, improvised Wikipedia after dark.
After dark.
All right, Glenn, I don't know if you're ready for this week's ad copy or not.
I don't know if I am. Is anyone ever really ready for ad copy?
No, they're not. But do you know who is bringing us the Improvised Wikipedia podcast this week?
Who paid $8? Who shelled out 8 big ones?
Venetian Blinds.
Oh, Venetian Blinds?
Yeah.
Those skinny friends?
Yeah.
Those skinny light blocking friends?
I famously only will read ad copy for things that I use, and I have Venetian Blinds in my apartment. And I'll tell you what, feels like venison here.
Now, I signed off on this because, like, we as you said, we do only agree to take sponsorship from things that we use. Which ones are Venetian blinds again?
The little flat ones.
The flat ones that go up and down.
Yeah, you gotta like twist the thing and then the cords always get tangled.
The horizontal twisty things, yeah.
Big fan of those. I got some of those on the side door to my house that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah. That just sounded naughty, horizontal twisty things.
Yeah. That's why I like them, because they
sound. Yeah, I mean, 5 cans in of natty, yeah, maybe it does sound a little naughty. That's not judgment, that's just jealous.
How did you know about the 5th can?
It's literally in front of you, we're on Zoom.
Where did you grip it and rip it? The ones on my side door are nice because they're in between 2 panes of glass. So you don't have to dust them or nothing. They're just in there. And they still got the little slidey. Oh,
A+. That's great.
Yeah.
I see, mine are inside the windows, and I like it because I can.
That's what I meant.
I can pee. No, no, on the inside of them, not in between 2 panes. On the
mine
inside.
Are trapped forever in between.
No, the lines. Mine let me peek through like a little spy.
Oh, see, people, I can't do that. And that is a real.
Oh, man.
That is a real benefit. That,
you know what? That would be a good episode of Improvised Wikipedia, Venetian Blinds.
Well, yeah. We already know they were invented by the Venetians. So what else is there to know?
Well, their role in spy movies is a big deal.
You
how
know,
to dust them, how to clean them, maintenance, the cordless version. There's a lot that can be talked about with
the
this.
The remote ones? You got a remote for your blinds? Oh that's
yeah.
Like some
that's some
Patrick
my
Bateman
ride
shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. But they only paid us $8 for a spot in the middle of an episode. They didn't pay us for a whole episode.
That's true.
So I'm not going to talk about them that much.
But we're big fans. So I'm trying to think if I have other one. I think the only Venetian blinds I have in my house are these side door ones that I enjoy.
Well, I got good news, Glenn. If you want to get more, you can use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout for 10% off.
I might. Get out of here, vertical blinds, you dickheads. Lay down.
All right, we
can you
are
see
back.
My face right now?
The listeners can't, but we can. All right, we're back. And I have up in front of me, I got news, guys. This is going to be tough to determine whether or not we won because the page for pirates redirects to the concept of piracy.
Oh.
I don't normally do this, but we are recording remotely. So I'm going to go ahead and pull it up as well.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's
and
interesting.
Ooh, it does. It does go to piracy.
Yeah. Both pirate and pirate ship redirect here.
This seems like a mistake, Wikipedia.
It really
does. I don't
think
it should.
Because a pirate, it's a noun. It's a person. It is a person who does piracy. I mean, in fact, right here in the first paragraph, it says that. But to read this opening paragraph, Piracy is an act of robbery or criminal violence by ship or boat-borne attackers upon another ship or a coastal area, typically with the goal of stealing cargo and other valuable items or property. Those who engage in acts of piracy are called pirates, while dedicated ships that are used by them are called pirate ships.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
get
come
that
on.
Sentence out of there. That's a really? Garbage sentence.
Ugh. Oh, Napster. That's what I was trying to think of. I was trying to think of Napster. They didn't mention Napster.
Not in sentence one or two, no. The earliest documented instances of piracy were in the 14th century BC.
One century earlier than I said.
When the Sea Peoples, a group of ocean raiders, attacked the ships of the Aegean and Mediterranean civilizations.
14th century BC?
BC,
that's
not yet.
28th century.
Whoa.
Earlier
than I said. Yeah. So that's Old Testament right there.
Yeah, I'm going to click through because I want to learn more about the Sea Peoples.
That's some Atlantis shit is what that is.
Just really quick, the Sea Peoples are a purported seafaring confederation that attacked ancient Egypt and other regions of the East Mediterranean prior to the Late Bronze Age collapse.
So purported, meaning they can't back that shit up?
I mean, it's a long page, but we're not talking about Sea Peoples. We're talking about pirates.
Anne Bonny. She was
hey, I call them Sea Peoples.
She was the very good lady pirate.
I mean, they're long dead, so we can't ask their permission. So, I mean, go for it.
I think they should just be Seaples.
Yeah.
Wake up, Seaples.
I hate how much I love that. Narrow channels which funnel shipping into predictable routes have long created opportunities for piracy, as well as for privateering and commerce raiding, which apparently are different. Historic examples include the waters of Gibraltar, the Strait of Malacca, Madagascar, the Gulf of Aden, and the English Channel, whose geographic structures facilitated pirate attacks. A land-based parallel is the ambushing of travelers by bandits and brigands. You know, we don't talk about brigands enough anymore.
No. You know what's a good brigand-based film? Oh, man, I said it, and I thought I was going to have the title. It's
the
got
peanut butter solution?
No, it's got Johnny Lee Miller and it's got Robert Carlyle and Liv Tyler. And I can't think of the name, but oh man, for some reason my friend Dan and I really loved watching that movie 1,000 times in high school.
Is it appropriate to talk about how the COVID-19 pandemic would affect piracy and their business?
Oh, well.
Like current pirates?
And briggers?
Just crime. You got to think like crime in general is.
Yeah.
In a tight spot.
I guess everybody's hurting.
Yeah. Like, yeah. How are
Plunkett
criminals,
and McClane.
Like, seriously, like the modern day heist team.
The movie I was trying to think of is Plunkett and McClane.
Oh. That sounds real.
No.
I'm gonna see if it's streaming anywhere.
That's great.
And I'm gonna watch it when I'm done with this while I catch tarantulas in Animal Crossing.
Privateering uses similar methods to piracy, but the captain acts under orders of the state authorizing the capture of merchant ships belonging to an enemy nation, making it a legitimate form of warlike activity.
That's the shit I said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, is there anything about where the word pirate comes from?
Let me scroll down. I'm still in the top section, but let's see. There is an etymology section. The English word pirate comes from the Latin term piratavitia, sailor, corsair, or sea robber. And that comes from the Greek for brigand. Yeah.
Man, the brigand's really getting a lot of play this episode.
Yeah, man. The word is also a cognate to peril as well. Spelling did not become standardized until the 18th century.
Did we talk about how spelling really did not become standardized, like in as a whole, until that time?
Have we? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't remember. I talk about it a lot. I don't remember if it's here or in conversations where I'm boring people. But yeah, man, the idea that things could be spelled correctly is pretty new.
There's a really good rum called Pirat. It's like a P-I-R-A-A-T.
But you got to steal it from a boat.
Hey-o.
And then burn that boat down.
At Cannon Point. Creak, creak, creak.
And then the history section. I mean, this is a very, very, very long Wikipedia page.
But here's what I'm saying. I did say as long as there were boats, there were people stealing things with boats.
And so the history section.
The whole history section.
Let me read the very first sentence. It may be reasonable to assume that piracy has existed for as long as the oceans were plied for commerce. Boom. There you go.
There you go.
It does break it down by era and by geography. It's got a lot of different photos and maps. Yeah, I mean, this is a great page. I can't say that we won, but I don't know that we lost because there's technically not a pirate page.
Well,
it's a piracy page.
Well, if you found a great page, that's a win, right?
It is, yeah, no. I mean, we don't like to lose, but it is always nice to know that Wikipedia can do what it's supposed to. I'm just pissed that it doesn't have a pirates page.
Well, let me see here. Was privateering...
Yeah, the whole piracy page, that's...
Privateering, yeah. Again, links. Like, privateer is a page. Here we go. That's more what we're talking about. Privateer is a private person or ship that engages in maritime warfare under a commission of war. That's the shit I said. That's where they're like, hey, that's a country we don't like. Go fuck them up. We don't care what you do. Get in there.
So they have like long curling swords and definitely the ruffled shirts.
Scabbards,
and they wear scrunchies in their hair.
I say that with confidence, even though I don't know it. Well, you got to tie it back, right? You're swinging a big old sword around. You don't want.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't have to blow it out of your face.
Yeah.
You don't want to be doing one of these.
It's what that Harley that new Harley Quinn movie got it right in that fight scene when they pass a hair tie around. It was great. I was like, yes, absolutely.
I didn't see it.
It's fun.
I believe you. I take your word on movies.
Yeah,
actually, you know what? 80s fashion really does come from pirates. Think about it. They got the scrunchie. They have the ruffled
jeans.
White shirts. Like, the cool vests.
And a lot of neon.
Yeah, because pirates had to wear
neon. A lot of neon spandex.
Yeah.
They did, like, flashy clothes was a thing, because it was like how, like, rap videos will have, like, really gaudy outfits just to show how much like money they could spend. That was a real thing for pirates too. They're like, oh yeah, oh, you like my fancy purple coat? It's expensive.
Yeah, it's very opulent. You can't, it's hard to get a purple dye.
Gotta get this purple dye from that special shell that's really hard to find and squish down until it's purple.
Squish them up.
Squish them shells, baby.
Well, I'm going to call it a tie, which is great because we don't know what the score is anyways because that post-it note is in my office, which I'm not allowed to go to until the end of the month anyway. So.
No, you can actually travel for essential office supplies.
I'm pretty sure the post-it note that has the official score of Improvised Wikipedia Podcast is not essential business.
It's not.
And that's coming from John, the only person who cares what the score is. So.
It's true.
Wow. Well, I care.
If it's not essential to him, I'll take a tie on this one because I feel like we got some good basic facts in there.
Yeah.
I made a very broad statement that covered the entire history of piracy.
Yeah.
My heist thing was total crap. I made that up.
You said it with confidence, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of our whole deal. Say stuff you're not 100% sure on in a very confident tone and then release it to the world as a podcast.
That's what Wikipedia is, right?
Yeah, actually.
Now, well, normally when you have guests on a podcast, you ask that guest what they have coming up, but I'm going to guess not a lot.
No, hopefully I'm still doing an orientation at SUNY Cobleskill in August. And
so everybody enroll in that SUNY school.
Oh, yeah, because every year they have me do their orientation. I do a workshop about, or a keynote about hidden disabilities, and it's a hit. So, yeah, go to that school, see me speak, and then just stay for a few years and study agriculture.
Heck,
they have stables. It's great.
If college things go back to normal, I don't remember if Cobleskill is one that I've done. I've performed at a lot of SUNY schools. They're great. Go to
them.
Oh,
yeah. The Sunnis, yeah, they're great.
Why are they not paying to advertise on our podcast? We talk about you performing at Sunni schools a lot.
It does come up, but to be fair, they pay me pretty well, just not the podcast.
Oh, well. We'll get someone to pay that $8 one day.
Someday.